First, you trash my house with your hair. Then you wake me up with all that frazzling noise. He slammed the door. Silence moved over us like a dark cloud of smoke. I could hear Drover's clacking teeth beside me. And then, Bruiser's heavy footsteps were moving up the walk and towards the porch. There was just a glimmer of moonlight, enough so that I could make out the profile of... Good grief, that was a huge Rottweiler, as big as a bear! Did I dare activate the Code 3 barking sequence again? My mind was racing. We were trapped between Slim's irritation and Bruiser's massive presence. I had to choose my poison. I chose to face Slim's irritation. I had faced it before, and I knew that no matter how mad he got at us dogs, he would never eat us. With Bruiser, I wasn't so sure. I launched myself into another barrage of massive barking. Slim, help, get out of bed, he's back. Bruiser's back, the raging Rottweiler's out here in the front yard, so could you please? It worked. At last, my barking got his attention and convinced him that we were in a desperate situation. It had taken him long enough, but, oh well, better late than tardy. The door opened. My confidence came rushing back when I heard his foot land on the porch. A sneer worked its way across my mouth, and I turned myself to face the darkened yard in which I knew Bruiser was lurking, even though I couldn't actually see him. And you might find this hard to believe, but I was feeling so good about this that I decided it was time to send a warning to Mr. Rottweiler. Okay, potlicker, I can now reveal that you've walked right into our trap. Surprised? Ha! What a dumbbell you turned out to be. Did you think you could just walk onto my ranch without permission and get away with it? It's called trespassing, and you're now in big... You won't believe what happened.